8. The fact that the gospel is divine is evident from this. Namely, how could it have occurred to 12 uneducated men to attempt such monumental tasks? They lived in marshes, rivers, and deserts, and possibly never entered a city or a marketplace. So how did the idea occur to them to stand against the entire world? The evidence of their fear and lack of courage is shown in the writings about them, without any attempt to apologize or hide their faults. This reality in itself is a remarkable sign of the truth. So, what does the text say about them? When Christ was captured, after countless miracles, they fled. The one who stayed, the leader of them all, denied knowing him. How then did they, who couldn't withstand the Jews' attack when Christ was alive, take a stand against the whole world after he had died and was buried, and supposedly had not risen again, nor given them encouragement or infused courage in them? Wouldn't they have asked themselves, what's the meaning of all this? He couldn't save himself. How will he protect us? He didn't defend himself while alive. Will he now extend a helping hand to us now that he is dead? He, while alive, didn't conquer even one nation, and are we expected to convince the entire world just by mentioning his name? How, I ask, could all this be logical, not just as an action, but even as a thought? Hence, it's clear that had they not seen him after he had risen and received compelling proof of his power, they would not have taken on such a significant challenge.